Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bimi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. We are here on day 18 of our 30 days of elevation. I'm so excited to be here with you guys. I'm so grateful that you guys are here with me. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I do not know how you've heard about me, but I'm so glad that you have. And I hope that while you're listening to this particular podcast or any episode that you find yourself drawn to, it brings you closer to a piece of yourself. It gives you a bit of understanding. It gives you different perspectives. It gives you that sense of clarity that you may need to make that next decision, to make that next choice, to make the next move. So thank you again for being here. I'm so excited that you are here, and welcome to the tribe. For those of you who have been a part of our community, you've been a part of the tribe, you've been a part of this journey, you've been a part of what we have been doing here for years now, I want to thank you guys so very much for your dedication, your support, your discipline in staying the course, as well as pivoting when needed so that you are able to be in true alignment with your highest self. Thank you guys so very much. I do not take it lightly. It is something that I know is a gift and a part of my journey as well. So with all of that being said, we've gotten the pleasantries out of the way. I am ready to get into day 18. This is absolutely going to bring an incredible week. Energetically, for the next few months, we are about to be on a course correction, right? We are literally in getting in alignment. If you have not been doing the work, you have been running, escaping yourself, you have been avoiding the tough conversations, the tough moves, the not making the decisions, you've been holding up your own progress or allowing other people to hold up your progress, I want to tell you that this may be a very difficult season that you're about to enter into, or that you may be in the midst of now, because this is going to require your most authentic self to stand up. This is going to It's not going to be something you're going to be able to float through. You're going to have to take initiatives. You're going to have to take action. You're going to have to be concise. You're going to have to really stand in your value, your morals. Your character is going to be prevalent if it has not already been. So you may find that you're missing opportunities because of your character, meaning how you speak, how you talk, how you treat people, right? Or the way you have been in the past. So you're having to prove yourself for certain things in different seasons because you have neglected to really, really release that of what is needing to be released, be it behaviors, be it familiar surroundings, be it habits, whatever it may be, that job, that relationship, that way of thinking, those limiting ways of behaving. All of that is going to come up to the forefront because you're going to have to sit with it. You're going to have to be honest about it. You're going to have to really, really answer for a lot of the seeds that you've sown. So this is not going to be the greatest time for those who are accustomed to avoiding the necessary conflict that will be required to really attain the life that you're wanting. However, on the flip side of that, those who have been doing the work, those who have been standing in their truth, being authentic, you've already gone through the storm. You've already dealt with a lot of the mistreatment, the misconceptions, the being misunderstood. You've already dealt with having to bring yourself back from rock bottom. You've had to really grow through a lot of the pain, a lot of the disappointment, a lot of the changes and the shifts and the isolation. And you have had to really, in so many ways, reinvent yourself because so much of who you have been would not and will not work in the season you are evolving into. And you've already been on that path. And so in this season, you will find that you're getting a lot of the rewards for the work that we have put in. You are suddenly getting the opportunities that you didn't think you would receive. Suddenly you are really embarking in a space where you're able to rest in the knowing that everything is taken care of because you are in a real, real sense of alignment with your life, with yourself, with your higher power. You have built relationships that are real. You have really stood on the business of self, but also the business of God. You've allowed him to lead you the way that you're needing to. You have taken those nudges and you have allowed yourself to remain steadfast in that process. And that's beautiful. and it's necessary. And so in the season, you're going to see a lot of those things come up to play, right? Now, I do want to say for those of you who are preparing for Easter, right? So people are going on the Lent fast and people are really preparing themselves for what is called the Resurrection Sunday. So if you feel and you are aligned with that, and that is where you are in your life when it comes to religion or it comes to belief or whatever the case may be, this is going to be a very spiritual, deep, a very spiritually deep week, but not just for the week, but for what is to come beyond that, because you are setting a tone. Now, one of the biggest things that I find when people are practicing Lent, or they are in that, you know, I want to really go the full 40 days, I want to fast, I want to do all these things, you should have already been prepping for Resurrection Sunday, right? But people do not remain consistent in what it is that they are saying they want to do. If you're believing God for something, if you're saying that something is going to come to pass, if you're saying that I really truly believe that all I need to do is this and I will receive this, but you're not consistent in what it is that you have been innately you feeling you need to do, then you're not going to see the fruit of your labor because you can't remain disciplined. So one of the biggest things and one of the biggest hurdles that people are going to have to really, really grow through is discipline and also consistency. They work hand in hand. If you remain on course with that, whatever it is you're saying you're committing to, if you remain on course with that, you will see the fruit of your labor. For those of you who have been following me for a very long time, you know that I am an avid faster. I love doing detoxes, cleanse, fasting, and I love the devotional part. I started sharing that with you guys. I started sharing that with you guys last summer because I really got this feeling of, okay, I'm about to move, which I had been told, but I had this feeling that that move was going to be a beginning of a total new cycle. So I needed to be very strategic in how I moved, right? I needed to be sure that I was making the right decisions. I didn't want it to be convoluted with so many different distractions and so many different options and so many different things. So I became very clear about where it is that I knew God wanted me to go, even though I did not know yet what that he was going to move me to another city, right? I had no idea, especially since we were coming up on the year of moving into the place we were in, which we were forced into basically because of a death that happened in the complex, which affected my living situation. Okay. So there was just a lot of change happening very, very rapidly. And my life has been in a constant influx of change and shifts and transitions since 2020. So really 2021. So this move was paramount and it was necessary, but it was also something foreign to me because while I'd moved apartments before, I never moved cities. And so going through that process and dealing with the things that I had to face, I had no option to give up. There was no give up. There is you got to move. So you need to figure out where you're moving to. But I didn't want to just move and then be there and then move again. I was ready for foundational, right? I really, really wanted that. And so I began to pray. I did my fasting. I wrote down what it is that I was believing for. But then I connected with, you know, God led me to my friend. Who's a realtor. And then the city spoke to me. It wasn't even something I'd ever heard of. I had never heard of city, and I'm from Texas. I'm born and raised in Dallas and I never heard of this city. And so, it was foreign to me. However, after looking at several different options, going through several different things, when I walked into the home that my fiance and I reside in now, when I walked into the doors in the foyer, I knew right then that it was ours. I hadn't even looked at the whole house. I hadn't even, you know, went beyond the door. And I knew when I stepped foot in the foyer, this was our home. It was for us. And now it has been our home. So it's the fasting, it's the praying, not just the fasting and the praying though. There's work that you have to put in order to get the things that you're wanting. It's not about a tangible thing. For everyone, it's not a relocation. For everyone, it's not a home. For some people, it's health. You want to revive your health. You want to reignite the spark in your relationships. You want to be passionate about your career again. You want to build a deeper bond with your children. You want to have better friendships. You want to have a better relationship with yourself. All of these things require selflessness and discipline at the same time. Also, boundaries. Also, clear intentions, right? All of these things require these things. And one thing can be this, two things can be accurate at the same time. Yes, you're going to have to give into your relationship for it to flourish. Yes, you're going to have to sacrifice your own individual needs or wants or selfishness to an extent, because it isn't just about you. It is about how to please your partner, how to make your partner happy and comfortable and safe, how to build that foundation. Therefore, yes, you can have your boundaries when it comes to this is my non-negotiable. I need to spend this time. I need to do this. I need this in my life. I need you to be able to provide or assist me with this, that, and the third. But also, putting some of the things that you are typically known to do for yourself to the side to make room for things that you may need to do as a couple or you may need to do for your partner. And the same with the children's and your relationship, like having to really remind yourself that you were once that age. You were once that person dealing with whatever you're dealing with. You were once in that space where you weren't as wise as you thought you were. You weren't as prepared for life as you thought you were. You weren't making the best decisions, even though people told you you weren't. You weren't receptive to feedback. You weren't receptive to critique. You have been that person where you're trying to strive and find your identity, and you also want to fit in, right? So being understanding that and putting yourself in this space where you're realizing, wow, like that used to be me. I didn't always have this wisdom. I didn't always have this ability to navigate the chaos. I didn't always know how to speak to trauma and pain and choose myself. I didn't always know that it was okay for me to bet on myself. And when you know that, you're able to approach situations much different. You're able to have an open mind. You're able to educate yourself on the things that you're needing to educate yourself on so that you can really arrive to the space that you're claiming to want to be in. This is about really getting real with the foundational level. Surface is out. Surface will not work. This is about substance or nothing at all. If we can't invest in what is supposed to hold everything together, then nothing is going to be held together and nothing is going to grow. So we're coming into this week where we have a lot of things on our plate. And if you're into things like astrology and astronomy and things like that, let's be clear. It's a science. I'll say that. It isn't something that you believe in as a religious way. It is just another tool that you use to gain understanding about people, life, and the way that the world operates in a solar way. Okay. So me being someone who has studied astrology and astronomy since I was 15 years old, I'm going on 40. Okay. It's been something that I've always knew about, studied, and always held very close to me because I like things that give you a different perspective and a deeper insight beyond the normal, beyond what everyone is doing. And when everyone is doing it, I'm kind of off it because to me it's diluted. But understanding that this is everyone, I'm finding it very interesting how people are making such a huge thing about the eclipse, right? Oh my God, this is eclipse. We get it. Eclipses happen twice a year, every year. Okay. Now you may not be able to visibly see it, but I do remember the last one was 2015 and, we stood outside. And you're not supposed to look at it, right? Because it can blind you. That's how powerful the light of it is. You're not supposed, that's why you have to have special glasses. People go extreme just to look at it, right? And so The fact that everyone is taking flights and they're booking flights to come to where it is very mind-boggling to me. However, to each its own. But one of the things that I feel like people don't understand is with eclipses that happen every year at the spring equinox as well as the fall equinox, when you get this eclipse energy, it is not just a visual thing to see. There is an energy that is brought in with eclipse, right? And depending on if it's a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse depends on what's going to be happening with the energy that you're going to feel. Now, let's be clear. This full moon, this lunar eclipse, solar eclipse is a full moon eclipse. And for anyone who is familiar with eclipse energy versus new moon, full moon energy, you know that eclipse energy lingers for 6 months minimally. And you also know that depending on if it's a new moon or a full moon, you may have a lot of crazy things occurring around you, within you, and in your life. This is what is considered a full moon. Full moons are about release. They are about purging. They are about cleansing, death, rebirth. It's just a lot of spookiness that can be brought out. It's big emotions, right? The fullness of the moon signifies big emotions, big releases, big misunderstandings, a lot of things happening at this time. So it is very, 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 very wise to really sit with the reality that, yes, this is eclipse week. But on top of it being eclipse week, it's also Passover and the week of the resurrection. Okay, the preparation for resurrection. Okay, also on top of all of that, we just tapped into the spring equinox, okay, which ushers in this new energy of new beginnings, changes, shifts, blossoms, all of those things. Now, with all of that different energy going into the different seasons, going into the different spiritual things that are occurring underneath the surface, it is very important that you understand that it will not be a week of just bliss. Okay, there will be moments, there can be moments, and it will not just be one day. You may not feel anything on the day of, but you will begin to feel the energy ramping up if you haven't already, because you will begin to see things that are happening around the world. You'll begin to see things happening in your communities, things happening in your families, things suddenly happening in your relationships, and you're having to navigate these things. Now, it doesn't mean that it's bad. It doesn't have to be bad. It's all about perspective. What occurs is needing to occur so that you're able to really work through these things or find yourself in the position to make decisions to walk away from things. Sometimes you're forced out of things because you're too stubborn to move on your own. And this is why it is important to pay attention to what it is you're feeling internally when it comes to making decisions, when it comes to choosing to go somewhere, choosing to speak to people, choosing to change a path, whatever it may be. It's going to be very important that you allow yourself to really listen to what it is your instinct and your intuition is saying to you. You're going to be, in some cases, you can find yourself in a space where you're wanting to address certain things or you're feeling triggered in certain ways. You have this sudden burst of energy that just you don't know what to do with. I would highly suggest if you're not feeling any type of effects or changes in things that are going on right now, I would certainly say create you a plan, create you a list of your go-tos to make you feel better, that playlist, the routine. Is it going for walks? Is it going to the gym? Is it choosing to watch the same show? I'm a person, I watch the same thing over and over and over again when I'm feeling in a sense of high stimulation. I don't really like to feel high stimulation when I can't control the pace of it. So when my mind is going crazy, when my emotions are all over the place, I will tend to rewatch a show over and over and over again, even though I know I've seen it 100 times. I've seen the episode 100 times. I go to the same shows because they have the same effect each time. They calm me. It allows me to just listen to it, look at it, and just kind of zone out and not think about what I'm feeling or going through. And once I come out of that, I feel much better, and I haven't made a rash decision. I haven't acted out on anyone. I haven't done anything that I will have to either repair or regret. So I will highly suggest creating a plan. Create you a playlist. Create you a routine. Create you some mantras that you speak back to yourself, that you reach for. Go to that scripture that you like that makes you feel better. Go to that book and highlight a quote in there, or highlight a passage in there that you speak that really speaks to you, that brings you out of this urgency to destroy something or this urgency to say something. You're going to have to really be mindful of this, because again, there's a lot going on. There's a lot that is happening. And with everything, confusion is evident. And we do not want to cause more harm than good in any circumstance it doesn't require. So make sure that you are paying attention to where you are, what you're doing, how you're speaking, how you're processing. If it's something you're unsure about, the best thing to do is to ask questions. Don't let it fester. Don't let it be in your eye, in your head, and then you're sitting here and you're allowing your thoughts to create what is intended when you have it all wrong based on the emotional state you're in. Be honest with yourself when you are not in the best space to receive something that is being given or said to you. Okay. And if it doesn't apply to who you are, allow some things to just go away, right? It's like, I'm not even going to let you frustrate me with your interpretation of whatever you think about me or whatever you're saying I should do or whoever. It doesn't even matter, because if you know you, and you know that the people that are closest to you know you, and the people that matter the most know you, then why are you allowing people outside of that space to speak to you or speak over you or speak in a way towards you that makes you question who you are? You can't do that. Don't do that. Okay. Understand, utilizing discernment is going to be necessary during this time. So you're working through this, you're growing through these things, there's opportunities coming up. Continue to apply yourself. Continue to present yourself in the way you would like to be received. Not necessarily in anticipation of who's going to receive you a certain way, but understanding that regardless to how someone perceives you or how someone receives you, you being authentic is what is going to get you where you're needing to go. And you can't control people's perception of you, because the perception that people have of you will change based on what they're feeling. Okay. If I'm in a bad mood and you say something to me that would typically not even bother me because I know you're a sarcastic person, but this particular day I'm taking it the wrong way because now I'm sick of everybody trying me. I'm already sick of all the things I'm dealing with. I'm already going through too much. I don't have time for your pettiness or the words you're saying. And I've been feeling I need to address you for a while. So let me just go ahead and get it out. That is not the energy you want. So just understanding that your perception shifts based on where you are emotionally, it's understanding how to gain control of your emotions, right? If someone's coming to you and you know this person is typically a very sarcastic person, this person always got something negative to say, or this person, it's stopping them before they even start. It's just stopping it. You know where you are. You know what you're feeling. You know what you're saying. And it's getting to the place where it's like, this is not the day for that. And being able to articulate that in a way that you don't have to feel bad about, you know? So understanding that coming up throughout this today and forward and prior probably, you're just feeling a lot of fear and anxiety and stress. And it shows up in so many ways. It can show up in your health. It can show up in your mood. It can show up in your performance. It can show up in how you are dealing with people. It can show up in so many ways. And so you just want to be mindful of you. And the highlight of all of this feels like it has a lot to do with relationship, a lot of relationships, a lot of friendships, a lot of the relationships you have, not just intimate partners, but with career. And also ironing out a lot of things that may be occurring in your family. This is just being present. And this may not be the best time to be present. You may feel like, I really just am not in the mood to be present with people, but it is a requirement. And because it is a requirement, you just need to make sure that you are aware of what that looks like when it is showing up. But I do feel like this is a beautiful week to just allow yourself to release whatever comes up for you, whatever is coming up, whatever seeds you've planted, good, bad, or indifferent. It is about embracing it and allowing yourself to embark on the journey that it is bringing to you, because it's only bringing you towards the ultimate goal, which is wherever God has for you. So it doesn't even matter what it looks like, doesn't even matter how it may feel in this moment. It's understanding that the ultimate is for the good. So even if it doesn't feel that good today, it will get better. It has no choice. So having that type of energy and having that type of perspective will really assist you as you're navigating through all of the changes, all of the shifts, all of the opportunities, all of the conversations, and the concerns that you may have during this time. It's fluctuating energy, so it doesn't last long. It won't last forever, but the ripple effects will be going on until the next eclipse season, which happens in 6 months, towards when we're going out of fall, going into winter. Okay. So that is what I'm feeling. You may get a lot of things come up, but it's a purge. It's a release. It's an opportunity for you to finally decide, you know, I'm letting go of the past. I'm letting go of the things that have held me back. I'm letting go of the moments I have really dreaded. I'm letting it all go so that I can have better. And I think that's where we find so much peace. And the peace is coming from the clarity. Okay, but it doesn't come overnight. So be patient with yourself and be patient with others and know that it is all happening the way it needs to, in the order it needs to. And all you need to do is be present for the process. Okay, so what we're going to do now is go ahead and get into our prayer, and then we'll get into the daily devotion, which is, again, we're following the 100 Days of Believing Bigger devotional journal by Marshawn Evans Daniels. If you have the devotional, please follow along. If you don't, you can follow along with me. At the end of the devotional, I'll give a journal prompt. The journal prompt will be for you to write out, to really sit with, and to really think about and ponder on as we are going throughout this day. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into our prayer, and then we will get into our daily devotion. God, thank you so very much for your ability to see in us what we have not seen in ourselves. Thank you so very much for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the ability to hear you, see you, feel you, and have reminders that you are ever present all day in every space we enter and occupy. Thank you for clarity. Thank you for all of the love and the purposeful, intentional people you have placed in our lives to assist us on these journey of bridging the gaps. We thank you for clearing the path. And we also thank you for the opportunities that seem to be in abundance. We thank you for making a way out of no ways. We thank you for closing any chapters that may have needed to be closed so that we can arrive at this space. We thank you for the healing in advance. We thank you for the recovery in advance. We thank you for the flourishing relationships, the flourishing careers. We thank you for the financial blessings, the abundance of health. We thank you for the bridging of all things that may have divided us before. We thank you for the ability to stand up and speak out and say what is really on our heart to those who matter the most. And we thank you for shielding us from anything that has come to destroy, cause any type of discouragement or discord. We thank you for revealing all of the culprits of chaos, and thank you for allowing us to have all we need to remove them from our path. We thank you in advance for it all. We thank you more abundantly from the heart. We thank you for allowing us to be who we are right now in this space, flourishing the way we are intended to by your grace. In your name, Jesus, we give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. We thank you for covering. We thank you for being a shield. We thank you for waking us up and allowing us to continue on the journey that we are on. In your name, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Okay, so let's go ahead and read. We're on day 18, and We are still in the purpose cycle of this particular devotional journal. It is broken down into sections. We are on day 18, which is falling under the purpose section. We've already gone through trust. First 10 days were trust, the next 10 days are purpose, and then it'll shift over, okay? So we have definitely been in a upward movement, foundational up, trust first. You cannot believe in anything until you actually trust what that thing is, but you need to trust in yourself. You need to trust in God. You need to trust in everything that's aligning you with what it is you think your purpose may be. You cannot believe bigger if you do not really believe that you're capable of sustaining it once you have what it is you're believing for. Okay, so we're under the purpose portion and it is entitled Authorized to Impact. They were completely amazed at his teachings because he was teaching them as one having God-given authority and not as the scribes. That's Mark 1 and 22. As young girls and men, we slowly but steadily internalize some faulty thinking and become wired to reach for what we think is appropriate, the right thing to do, or attainable, the best we can do. When we are fed protocol instead of purpose, we settle for less. Jesus shows up what it looks. He shows us what it looks like, however, to trade protocol living for permission living. He didn't have traditional religious titles, degrees, or positions that would have qualified him by social standards to teach about heaven, much less perform miracles anytime in any place. He was young, just entering his 30s, but he was anointed by God with a fresh message that the world didn't even know it needed. God is saying the same thing about you. It's fine to get traditional training, and it's important to be an intelligent, responsible steward of your talents. The problem is when protocol, how things are supposed to go, becomes an idol. Nothing about God is predictable. The Holy Spirit is uncontainable. Your authority doesn't come from man, paved paths, or predictable plans. It comes from the King of Kings. Lord, you are my commander in chief. Your will is my desire and your word is my direction. Help me to detox from protocol, outdated beliefs, old conventions, and anything that would block me from being who you've built me to be. Amen. The journal prompt states, have you been waiting for someone to approve how you do what you believe God is calling you to do? What would it look like to give yourself permission to pursue that calling regardless of qualification or custom? That's a very beautiful way to end the entire episode because we were speaking so much about the arrival into who we have become and who we're becoming and being aligned in that. But one of the biggest things that we battle is approval and perception and support. We feel like we cannot do something. We should not do something. We should not be who we are destined to be if we do not have the support, if we do not have people championing us on, if we don't have people saying, I like that, if we don't have people that are willing to be your spokesperson, if we don't have people who are in position to applaud you, then we don't want to go after that very thing that exalts us above where we've been out of fear. It's not necessarily we don't want it. It's that we fear that what we're going to have to leave behind. But also when we get there, will we have what it takes to sustain it? And even if we believe we do, will we have the support we need once we get there? This is all about trying to control the narrative of which God blesses you. You can't. You can't. And one thing I know, one thing I've experienced is as we are growing, right? As you grow and as you become wiser and you are filled with all this experience, you realize that a lot of the path that you're on, if it's really anchored by God, it doesn't always start off with you getting favor from people. And it doesn't always start off with you being understood, nor does it always start off with you getting support. So it's important to keep that in mind, when it comes to whatever it is that you are saying your journey shall be. You may have to go at it alone. You may deal with a lot of naysayers. You may experience people who do not support you. That is not uncommon. It is not something that is obsolete in the world today. It is something we see every day. It's something we experience every day. And it is something that we know to be true. The older we get, the more experienced we are and the more wisdom we attain. Okay. So just know that and know that you're not alone in that, but it's totally typical of society. When you're not a part of groupthink, when you're not a part of being the one to go along and get along, you aren't going to be that poster child for applause all the time. Sometimes you're the villain, and sometimes you have to be okay being the villain because you're on a path. Okay. So that is our episode for today. Until our next episode, guys, I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you so very much for all of your support. Thank you so much for allowing me to remain a vessel in your life. I do not take that lightly. I definitely see your emails. I see your DMs. I see all of the tags and the mentions. And even though I don't share all of them, and even though I don't get an opportunity to respond, I definitely try my best to acknowledge that I've seen it, I've heard it, and I take it very personal. And I take it as something that means a lot to me when people consistently tell me how what I do and how I speak to them and how I share with them impacts their life. So know that I see it, I feel it. I love you guys so very much. I am so honored to be used in this way, to support you on your journeys as well as share minds with you. So until our next episode, please be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. Do not get distracted by the noise. So many blessings are en route. More importantly, you're deserving of those very blessings that are en route. So continue to believe in yourself, believe in others, be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. Until our next episode. Bye.